Last month, a U.S. House committee passed a bill that would decriminalize marijuana nationwide. The Marijuana Opportunity Reinvestment and Expungement, or MORE, Act would also let people remove marijuana-related convictions from their records, and it would use a tax on cannabis products to invest in communities hardest hit by the war on drugs. For our series, The State of Cannabis, 90.5 WESA's Ann Lee Herring spoke with Vanderbilt law professor Robert Mikos about the bill.
What would the MORE Act mean for the still-fledgling cannabis industry in states where it is legal?
Even though the federal government has signaled that it won't try to prosecute the industry for violating the Controlled Substances Act, that industry faces a lot of headaches under federal law. Things like a difficulty of finding access to basic banking services. It's also very difficult for the industry. It has to pay a comparatively high tax rate under federal law. Because under federal law, if you are an illicit drug dealer, you're not entitled to make certain deductions from your tax liability. By removing cannabis from the Controlled Substances Act, the MORE Act would eliminate a lot of those barriers, a lot of those headaches for the industry.
How likely is it to make it to the president's desk and possibly even become law?
I think it's very unlikely. It's a relatively bold measure at the federal level. I think there are other more modest proposals for reform that stand a better chance of passing. And that includes things like the States Act, which wouldn't tax marijuana at the federal level. It wouldn't call for the expungement of federal convictions. It would just turn off the federal ban in states that legalize the drug. And I think even the sponsors of the MORE Act, if you read the statute, it's not a real comprehensive statute to deal with this drug. I think it's really intended more to get people talking about some of the issues that it emphasizes, like social justice, like undoing some of the harms of the war on drugs.
So how do you see the MORE Act and the States Act figuring into the 2020 presidential debate?
It's tough to say. Support for legalization is really at an all-time high. A supermajority of Americans favor outright legalization. That is legalization for recreational or adult use. It's more than 60% in a lot of polls right now. So I imagine that most presidential candidates will be behind this, just to get on the bandwagon. I'm just not sure if enough of those people who support legalization think of this as a really important issue that'll actually play a big role in the presidential race. But it could potentially in some swing states where people do really care about this and they've got an industry that's up and running. Pennsylvania might be in this boat as well. But it's not an issue where if you ask most people, what are the three most important issues when you consider who you're going to vote for president, marijuana policy is probably not one of those.
Where does President Trump stand on this?
It has varied somewhat over time, but I would say it's probably accurate to say that he would support medical legalization, or at the very least, he would support something along the lines of the States Act. He's discussed the issue a few times, and he's been favorable towards a more states' rights-oriented federal policy, but it's not a policy that he's discussed at length during his presidency.
That was drug law expert Robert Mikos speaking with WESA's Ann Lee Herring. Find more stories in our week-long series about marijuana in Pennsylvania at our website, wesa.fm.